For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People worldwide are remembering former President George H.W. Bush. Margaret Brennan put it this way on CBS's Face the Nation.
You heard Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany give him credit, call him a father of reunified Germany. Look to something like a crisis, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and how Bush 41 handled that. Mr. Bush had experiences having been the first U.S. envoy to China. He used that in his time as CIA director to then manage what could have really been a very different outcome for a country that went on to become our chief economic rival.
Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Another possible partial government shutdown is looming. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
This time, the government's scheduled to run out of money on December 7th, which is this coming Friday. That means lawmakers could use every available day to try to negotiate a deal to avoid it, but Wednesday will be the funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. So where it is congressional leaders and White House officials are considering the passage of a temporary one-week budget bill to keep the government from shutting down and allowing lawmakers to take Wednesday to attend the former president's funeral.
Central Illinois is recovering from a slew of tornadoes. 22 twisters were reported to the National Weather Service. Governor Bruce Rauner says 3 people are being treated for major injuries and 18 are being treated for minor ones.
Fortunately, no fatalities. Christian County was hit the hardest. Many families completely lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There's a new study out on vaping marijuana. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The new study says vaping marijuana is more powerful than smoking it. The study from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore required some participants to smoke pot in the traditional way and others to use a vaping device. Researchers found that vaping it caused more negative drug effects and more cognitive impairment than the users who smoked it. The study also notes that 4 million teenagers across the U.S. say they have vaped cannabis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, just head in our direction. Kinney's got it all and more. Wow, what a store, what a great American shoe store.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.